there were two known FBI employees in Mahan's orbit during this period of time. Those are confirmed. The one individual, Nathan, is believed by Shazia to have been an FBI informant. I don't know whether or not he's discussed in the court record, because obviously they're not attaching a name to, you know, their discussion of these FBI personnel. Mm-hmm. But anyway, so what happened with Nathan was this guy apparently hung around their mosque presenting himself as an Afghan bodybuilding guy. And he was, according to Shazia, about 20 years old at this time. And this was not long after Mahan got out of the mental health facility. So he would still be, you know, 14, maybe 15 years old at this time. And the situation in the Khan household was that the Khan family had taken away Mahan's cell phone because they didn't want him getting in trouble. The boy, you know, it had a stunted intellect. They knew that he had already gotten in trouble for opening his mouth, and, you know, strange things were starting to happen. So they took away his cell phone. They didn't want their son getting into trouble. Mm-hmm. So Nathan and subsequently other people would call him to talk to him on the Khan's family phone in the house, you know, the landline. Yeah. And when this would happen, Shazia would pick up the phone and listen in. And she was telling me she heard Nathan talking to her son, who was, she said, 14 at the time, and she believed Nathan to be 20, saying, "Look, why don't you come live with me? I have all these people around me, and they'll protect you from the FBI." Because Mahan had hard feelings towards the FBI. He, according to Shazia, had a good deal of resentment against them for them having taken him and committed him into the mental health facility where he was doped up mm-hmm. on drugs that made him into a zombie who was drooling on himself.